I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Little else is known about the fate of four African Christians arrested in a Saudi Arabian police raid a month ago. The four are now being held in the Jeddah Deportation Center. Voice of the Martyrs candidate Greg Musselman says the Saudi government insists Christians are free to worship privately, but that's not always the case.
I think we need to be praying that our brothers and sisters in Christ that are trying to bring the gospel to the Saudi people, that they would continue to be strong and not fearful, and then also for the Christians that have come out of Islam, many of them are having to be very, very low-key.
Next, God's Word is making inroads into the lives of Hispanic prison inmates through Spanish-speaking chaplains who want to bring them hope and freedom in Christ. The Bible League and the Chicago Bible Society have partnered together to provide training to chaplains seeking to minister to the Cook County Jail's Hispanic population. The training equips chaplains to use the Bible League's Bible studies, which have an impact within and even beyond the prisons. And Operation Blessings Free Medical Clinic in New Orleans East just expanded its services to meet the ever-growing needs in Katrina's footprint. The region's Methodist Hospital remains closed nearly 10 months after the devastation. OBI's President Bill Horan.
They still have chronic problems like diabetes and high blood pressure, which are the most common. But they also hurt themselves trying to get their houses rebuilt and their lives rebuilt. And there's virtually no place for these folks to go, particularly if they don't have insurance or if they don't have any cash.
OBI partners with local church groups to help them be more effective. Go to our website if you'd like to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Gain USA is making available Josh McDowell's book, The Da Vinci Code, The Quest for Truth. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.